Bolloré and Berlusconi in a Feud of Napoleonic Proportions by staff writers. The Italian media are currently fending off a so-called French invasion. A total of 177 takeovers of Italian companies by the French took place between 2012 and 2016, while Vivendi is currently fighting for power at Mediaset and Telecom Italia, stated the Strasbourg-based European Audiovisual Observatory. To recap what is now becoming a Napoleonic war between Mediaset's Silvio Berlusconi and Vivendi's Vincent Bolloré, in April 2016, Vivendi signed an agreement to acquire 89% of Mediaset's money-losing pay TV service, Premium. Instead of real money, Vivendi used 3.5% of its shares, valued at 870 million euro. However, in order to buy Premium, Vivendi received 3.5% of Mediaset's share, worth 150 million euro. In effect, Vivendi paid 720 million euro for Premium. But 4 months later, Vivendi reneged on the agreement and instead went for control of Mediaset. Since last December, and unbeknownst to the Berlusconi family, Vivendi had been amassing Mediaset stock to the point of reaching a 28.8% share. Bolloré's surprising move sent Berlusconi into a panic, raking in more Mediaset shares on the open market to reach its current 38.266% ownership. In terms of ownership, Berlusconi controls Mediaset through his financial group, Fininvest, and Bolloré controls Vivendi through his Bolloré Group, which owns 20.4% of Vivendi, which in turn owns the French pay TV group Canal+. At the moment, Berlusconi and Bolloré are at an impasse over Mediaset. The former cannot go over 40% ownership until this month, while the latter cannot go over 30% without triggering a public offering for the remaining 70%. The understanding among analysts is that, for Bolloré, the deal for Premium was a so-called Trojan horse, an excuse to enter into Mediaset. Berlusconi's lawyers charge that Bolloré reneged on the Premium deal to push Mediaset stock down to acquire it at a lower price. Now, in order to reduce the number of Mediaset's outstanding shares on the market, at the end of June, Berlusconi's team will propose Mediaset's board to buy 10% of its own shares. In France, Bolloré is known as a raider with mysterious goals. For example, it is unclear what his strategy is for Canal Plus's disappointing pay TV programs and for iTélé, now CNews, Canal Plus's 24-hour news channel, which is entangled in controversy over Bolloré's connection to iTélé's host, Jean-Marc Morandini, who has been accused of multiple counts of sexual wrongdoing. Reportedly last year, Canal Plus lost some 400 million euro. As for Vivendi, in 2016, it reported adjusted net profits of 755 million euro, with revenues of 10.812 billion euro. French analysts can only explain the feud with Berlusconi as being about control of Southern Europe's entertainment sector, considering that Mediaset also has a strong TV presence in Spain. In Italy, Bolloré also controls the nation's largest telephone company, Telecom Italia, with a 24.68% share, and has interests in Mediobanca, Italy's main merchant bank, with a 7.9% share, and Assicurazioni Generali, with a 0.13% share. Mediobanca is Generali's main shareholder with 13% of shares. Reportedly, Bolloré is looking to increase his Mediobanca ownership to a controlling 20%, which will give him de facto control over Generali and thus over Italy's two main sources of financial capital. Telecom Italia is also a cable and OTT company. And considering the U.S. experience, convergence between telecoms and television is inevitable. According to the European Audiovisual Observatory, Italy's three major media players are 20th Century Fox, comprising the pay TV company Sky Italia and Fox International Channels Italy, with a revenue share of 15.7%. Fininvest, comprising the free-to-air commercial broadcaster media set, and the Arnaldo Mondadori Publishing Company, with a share of 14.7%, and Rai Italy's public service media company, with a share of 13.5%. The other half of revenues are scattered among smaller players with individual shares of 3% or less. All figures are for 2014. Although Italy's three major audiovisual media operators have similar revenues, their audience shares are different. Rai and Mediaset have overall audience shares of 37.2% and 32.4%, respectively. Sky is mainly a pay TV broadcaster and has an audience share of only 5.4%. All those figures are for 2015. This has been Bolloré and Berlusconi in a feud of Napoleonic proportions by staff writers.